from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Colorado coach Deion Sanders banned a Denver Post columnist from asking questions of him or any other members of the football program. The columnist, Sean Keeler, can still be credentialed to cover the events, but can't ask questions. If Colorado gets away with this, will other programs try? Do you think Deion is within his rights as a head coach, or has he crossed the line?
This is a bad look for college football. It's a bad look for a guy who has benefited from the attention he created and excitement that he was responsible for last year, at the beginning of the season especially. Deion Sanders took over the Colorado job, and then, wow, there was a lot of excitement, and that was the most exciting, that was the most publicized 4-8 team in America, I think. So now when things do go awry, this is predictable, but he's banning a columnist from asking questions. And Deion, with his place in the sport and as respected and revered as he is by in some circles, you do wonder what effect this will have. I do wonder what effect it will have if it works or if they pull it off. I don't know if you are that columnist, if you would even, how you would handle that. I don't know if you would react by continuing to attend events but not ask questions and adhere to those kind of restrictions, because if you're going to ask questions, they're not going to get answered. You don't want to be a spectacle. But it's a bad look. I think it seems, he makes him seem petty. He looks small. Coach Prime is not really, I don't know what he is so sensitive about. They have had favorable coverage overall. I know this is a columnist that kind of is a, you know, pebble in his shoe, perhaps. That's part of being a head coach at a big program like Colorado. So, bad look. I don't know that it'll have any impact necessarily throughout the conference or throughout the league, but because I'm not sure that other coaches would go to this degree, at least maybe that's wishful thinking. There's a lot of pettiness in sports media, but I hope this isn't a trend.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to know a little bit more, but reading up on this story a little bit, I mean, the headlines are kind of, they're definitely anti-Colorado. The one that really got Deion upset was, it was asking him about Aflac, right? And Deion's a spokesperson. He has a business he and the former coach of Alabama, who's now part of ESPN's crew, Nick Saban, do Aflac commercials together. It's not a great look from a media standpoint, but listen, if this columnist has questions that he wants to get answered, they are allowing him to be credentialed. They are going to allow other people from the Denver Post to ask questions, so he can get his questions asked via somebody else if it's that pressing. So it's not a great look, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, I think that, you know, the circus week is beginning and Deion is there and they play North Dakota State or somebody to open the season. I give it about 5 weeks and then Colorado will no longer be relevant again for the rest of the season. I don't think they're going to be in the playoff or anything like that. And I get it. It's a big story locally for them and it's kind of a bad look, but I don't think they're any good. I don't think they have the kind of talent that they previously had, and I think that act is kind of wearing a little thin, and I would expect that you will, you know, see them be a big story as they were at the beginning of last season, and then that will fade away quickly once the more difficult games come onto the schedule.
Yeah, it's not entirely new when you have, you know, college football coaches are kind of kings of their own castle.
Right.
And their little fiefdoms it's easy to understand how a guy like Deion Sanders, especially with his sizable ego, would think that he could control the media.
Right.
A lot of coaches have tried to do that in the past. And what stands out about this is that predominantly, the publicity that Deion Sanders has generated since coming to Colorado has been positive. Now, there are exceptions, and maybe this is one of them. The headlines have not been all flattering. But the way that he burst onto the scene was largely because of the publicity he received. They were not very good, but they received a lot more attention than maybe they deserved at first. He was thought to have changed college football last year at this time.
Yeah, but he didn't. And I don't think he's going to this year either. I think it's going to be interesting because I think that if you are a columnist, you really don't need to be able to go there and ask questions to write a column. The information is there. You can go to the news conference and listen to his answers and feel free to cherry pick whatever you want to do. I mean, whether you want to go after him or not go after him, that's still up to you. And you don't need a personal relationship with a guy in order to cover his team. I think that it's incumbent upon the paper to back up their columnist, and it's incumbent upon the columnist to remain unswayed.
No doubt.
Regardless of whether you're being bullied over it or not.
No doubt.
That's very important just for the business.
It's also important because what's going on at Colorado, because of the way that Deion Sanders is, he's not the only coach doing this, but he certainly is doing it to the most extreme.
Yeah.
Treating these college players like they are professionals. I know they are all paid, but the turnover at Colorado, the way that they're using the transfer portal, the way that they are maybe saying one thing and doing another. This is a program.
He ran the whole program out when he took over. He's actually lost some players too.
I know.
Not everybody is on board for the ride.
Not everybody's loving Coach Prime.
So, yeah, it's interesting.
You need the scrutiny. And I think you need the checks and balance that a local columnist can provide or help provide. That's why you're right. The paper needs to back this guy, and he needs to keep showing up, Sean Keeler. And if you don't ask questions, you can still cover the team.
No question about it. You do not need to get the answer to your question. If he doesn't want to answer your question, ask it in the paper. And give the variations of what his answers were to other similar questions and say this is what we need to hear from the guy. Whatever way you want to do it, there's plenty of good ways to get that across.
Absolutely. How many big-time coaches went to their athletic director, sports information director, or whatever you want to, what title is, and said, hey, can I do that? After seeing Deion try. Hey, what about that guy? What about that woman? What about that guy who's a thorn in my side? Can we actually ignore them? So it's unfortunate, but it's on brand for Deion Sanders.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email.
power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.